Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for standing by. Welcome to the conference call of ANEEL's transmission auction number 01 of 2023 that took place today. Those of you who need simultaneous interpretation, we have this feature available in our platform. To access the interpretation, click on the language interpretation icon on the lower bottom of your screen and choose your language, Portuguese or English. For those of you who are listening to us in English, you can mute your original audio in Portuguese. Just click on mute original audio. This conference call is being recorded and will be made available in the company's investor relations website at www.isactip.com.br/ri, where you can also see the slide deck that we are going to use in this conference call. After the presentation of the company, we are going to have a questions and answers session. Questions should be sent through the Q&A icon in the lower menu of your screen. When asking your questions, please identify yourselves and they're going to be read by the operator out loud. The information on this presentation and any statements made during this conference call relative to the company's business projections, operational and financial projections and goals are beliefs and assumptions of the company's management. And they are based on information currently available. Forward-looking statements are not a guarantee of performance because they involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions. Because they refer to future events and therefore they depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that overall economic conditions, market conditions, and other operational factors may affect the future performance of ISACETEP and lead to results that will be materially different from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. And today, we have the presence of the company's executive officers, Rui Chamas, Chief Executive Officer, Carisa Cristal, CFO and IRO, Dairon Steven, Projects Officer, Silvia Wada, Director of Strategy and New Businesses, and Gabriela, Director of Operations. Now I would like to give the floor to Rui Chamas, our Chief Executive Officer, to start our presentation. Mr. Chamas, please, you may start. Thank you. Good afternoon to everyone. Thank you very much for being here with us on this conference call. This has been a very intense day for us. After the auction we had today at B3, the first transmission auction that ANEEL held this year. So I would like to invite you to hear me where I'm going to give you more details about our strategy and what the company won today. So before that, I would like to share with you a few elements of the company's strategy, things that we have been doing, that we have been telling you about. I would like to stress that I am here along with the three officers of the company, Silvia, Gabriela, and Carisa, and also Dairon Arrego. When we analyze the company's performance since May 2022, the last 12 months, we have energized six lots. These six lots have been won in many auctions in ANEEL, correspond to 420 million BRL of the company's operational revenue, RAP. In addition to that, we have another five projects that have been awarded and they are under construction. They will total about 5 billion BRL in capex and will make it possible for company to add 470 million BRL in terms of additional revenue. Moreover, the company also has, is in its growth portfolio, a significant volume of investments in the modality that we call reinforcements and improvements. They are investments, especially in existing assets in the state of São Paulo, which are under our responsibility. They are a concession, and we have the obligation and the opportunity of updating them or upgrading them. And we have a package of 5 million BRL in CapEx that is going to be executed over the next 5 years. These 5 billion BRL are related to 15 and 17% in terms of operational revenue. In terms of projects already delivered and projects under construction, the company has been successful in providing real return to shareholders at the level of double digits, which is a result of our discipline and capacity to execute projects. Now, when we look at our growth strategy and our strategy to take part in bids, naturally, we invest in projects related to energy and transition, and we think that the transition of energy is essential for the company to make the connection of renewable energy sources that we have on the north, northeast, and the north of Minas, both wind and sun, and in the center south of the country. And all these projects that were in the auction today are related to that. This expansion also provides security to the system as a whole, and in our understanding that can be potentialized by all the advantages that we have as a company that operates in a way that is multinational or multi-Latin, as we say, with significant leadership in Colombia, Peru, Chile, and Brazil, which provides us a platform for the acquisition and products and services that is very competitive. Moreover, for the auction, we have already signed contracts with our main equipment suppliers and construction suppliers, so that the risks that are inherent to a project such as these are very much under control. Moreover, we are mitigating the risk of commodities and everything that was exposure in terms of commodities, FX rate that could bring additional risks to the projects, have a hedge strategy that is absolutely controlled, so that we will not incur in unnecessary risk and also want to advance and deliver projects earlier, as we've been doing with some projects. When we look at the lots of the auction, the company bid in 7 of the 9 lots. We had great discipline. We studied lots number 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 9. And we decided not to bid in number 8, where the synergies with our operations was very low. And we decided not to bid in lot number 2 because of risk return analysis that was not favorable when we did it. We bid in 7 and we won lot number 7 between Rio de Janeiro and Minas Gerais, 1,044 kilometers with a capacity of 1.3 MVA. And an estimated CapEx is according to a NIL of 2.3 million BRL. And also lot number 9, which is an expansion of a substation of Água Vermelha that we already operate. It's not exactly in São Paulo, it's a border between the states of São Paulo and Minas Gerais. And this is a lot that is a little bit smaller with an estimated CapEx of 94 million. And then the revenues that will be added once this is ready, 219.7 million for lot number 7 and 7 million for lot number 9. Now, when we analyze the business model of these lots, there are some features that may serve and may be of your interest to understand the value that we have created. For example, the previously contracted CapEx, as I said before, we used cost versus a yield CapEx. We studied 7 lots. We have studied them since December last year. For most of them, we used very advanced engineering with field visits, relief analysis, soil tests, so that we would know very well the projects, especially the lot that we won, number 7. This is a bigger project, and controlling risks is fundamental. Moreover, in terms of advance of our schedule, we are estimating that we'll deliver it earlier, 12 to 18 months as compared to ANEEL's deadlines. And in terms, we consider the leverage of 80 to 85% and utilization of our balance is a CTIP. It's a company that is an operational holding. This is what makes it possible to take that always at the same, at the best time, so that we can assure the optimization of the cost of this fundraising, as well as the use of whatever we raise in a very appropriate way, in addition with the idea of releveraging in the future once the initial financing has matured. And now I would like to close with two important elements, operational efficiency, the EBITDA margin, thanks to the synergy that we have in the two lots that we won between 85 and 90%. And in terms of tax, lot number 7 should be integrated to CETIP and with actual profit. And lot number 9, the presumed profit according to the Brazilian accounting standards. So these are some elements that will help you understand the modeling that the company designed. Of course, there's much more than this, as defined by the company, to understand what was the appropriate bid and in order to assure the company's sustainability. On the last slide.
When we talk about growth on the left side and our values on the right side. So according to our policy, today's we have a revenue of 4.4 billion, and then we have another 468 under construction. When we add that, and potentially we would have a 4.8, we have new projects, and the company, once we deliver these two lots, we will have 5 billion and 97 million after the bid. And these figures are very relevant. Today we have 20,333 kilometers in operation. And then after the delivery of the lots, we will reach 22,600 kilometers in transmission. When we analyze these things, we always talk about growth. This is something that you hear all the time, but I think it's very important to reinforce other aspects that we have here around the generation of value and other environmental and governance aspects, ESG. And this is very important for the company. This is something we know how to do. We are dedicated professionals to transmission, and we have brought or added value project after project. Our projects are analyzed on a monthly basis by the group that is here with me today. The return rate of the project and shareholders, and we're always trying to obtain synergism. This may be perceived in the last call we had, also according to our EBITDA margin, innovation, our commitment with our dividend practice, and also the fact that the company has investment grade with access to capital, which is very low when compared to others in the market, as it has been demonstrated. I close my presentation here, and thank you for your interest. We're very happy with our results, and we're also happy that we had studied all of the lots. We were aware of the added value that we were obtaining, and we're very happy for having obtained the lots we told you here today. With this, I end my presentation and open for event or Q&A that you may have. Thank you. We are now going to start the Q&A session. We ask you to kindly identify yourselves and write your questions and then the company will answer. To ask question, just click on the Q&A icon and submit your question. We're now going to have our first question. It's from Paulo Renato, a physical person investor. So how have these lots impacted the ratio between dividends in 23 and 24? Hello. Well, when we analyzed and we mentioned it, and we also saw it on our CAPEX curve, in terms of resources from the company for these two projects will happen within 24 and 30 months. So it does not have an impact on our cash or anticipated cash for 23 and 24. Also, the leverage of the company within this period, we now have 2.7% of leverage. The company maintains and confirms our current dividend practice to pay at least 75% according to the net revenue. Well, thank you for the answer. We'd like to remind you that to ask a question, you should click on the Q&A icon on the lower Zoom screen and submit your question. Our next question is from Bruno Ricardo, physical person investor. For 2024, we have a very challenging schedule and a debt rollout. Hello. Yes, the company always analyzes a perspective of at least 3 years to analyze the investments it's going to make and resource allocation. And yes, we are already evaluating eventual rollouts of our debts. And once again, I'd like to comment that these projects do not have a CAPEX concentration for 24 and 25. Thank you very much for your answer. Once again, I'd like to remind you that to ask questions, you should click on the Q&A icon in the lower Zoom bar and submit your question. Our next question is from Rafael de Souza, physical person investor. I would like you to evaluate the default for this auction and then what we should expect for 23. First, I would like to qualify what do you mean by it. In the bid, we take as a reference ANAEL's reference, and they have some very specific characteristics. One of them is the debt equity ratio, which is different from the one we use. This adjustment alone allows the company to have a discount. We also have the K variation that gives a discount, in addition, of course, to the optimized CAPEX and eventually the optimization of the CAPEX. When we analyze our envelope, we never take into account the financial cost. We assemble our model and then we compare it to ANAEL's. And so I would not qualify any of the company's needs as being major. Actually, I've seen a competitive bid where all of those who are familiar with transmission and who know how to work with a pre-project evaluation, they had very similar numbers, and maybe some outliers can be noticed. This is the first aspect. And then when we look ahead, That's very easy to do. And the next bid will be a very large one. It will take place in December, and it was confirmed today by ANEEL's general director, Mr. Sandoval. And actually, Brazil right now is going to be different. And it's very difficult to anticipate what's going to happen. But regardless of my explanation, the most relevant one for the company is the return rate. And we are confident that we are adding value to the shareholders with the lots that we obtained today. Well, thank you for the answers. We'd like to remind you that to ask questions, you should click on the Q&A icon on your lower Zoom bar and submit your questions and wait for the company's answer. Our next question comes from Reinaldo Moreira, physical person investor. The increased in RBSD is going to be used to fund lot 7 and 9. Well, I'm going to separate the different teams. When we reviewed our tariffs at the end of the year, we had an increment in the values to be received. And this is part of our financial equation. It has to do with uses and funds. It's a resource. So the projects that we obtained will have an equity share between 15 and 20%, and the profit would be leveraged in the market in the appropriate moment. But this is going to happen later on when we will have a more relevant need of investment. In my presentation, I mentioned the profile, but I did not get into the details. And they happen over time. We have investments that will require cash, and therefore this debt will be leveraged in 25 and 26.
Thank you very much for your answers. As a reminder, if you want to ask questions, please click on the Q&A icon on the lower menu or on the bottom menu of your screen and wait for the company to answer your questions. Our next question comes from Marcos Matos, an individual. Congratulations on your performance. Are there construction synergies in these lots with other assets of the company that can reduce the time and cost of construction? Thank you for the question. And for lot number 9, this is a place where we already operate the substation. So yes, we have the necessary synergy, and this is going to help us improve the timing of the project. For lot 7, there is a substation where we're already present. Thank you for the answer. As a reminder, if you want to ask a question, ask the Q&A to ask your question. Our questions and answers have now ended. And now we would like to give the floor back for the closing remarks of the company. First of all, I would like to thank you very much for your interest. And I would like to end this conference call in a different way. Right now, I would like to acknowledge the wonderful work that I'm very proud of that they conducted over the last 6 months. All departments in the company worked to try and find a way to add value to shareholders and to society with a lot that we won today. I'm very proud to be part of this team, to you, shareholders, investors, and to society a long time. So I would like to thank you very much for your interest. And I would also like to thank the whole team that was here with me conducting work at Istacetep. Have a nice weekend. Thank you so much for your interest and see you soon. The conference call for ANEEL 01-2023 auction for Istacetep has now ended. The investor relations team is available to answer any questions you may have. Thank you very much for your attendance and have a good evening and a nice weekend.